Christopher Todd was appointed by the governor to fill the late Clift Tsuji's House District 2 seat, representing Keokaha, Waiakea, and Central Hilo on the Big Island. He says he's learned a lot and has developed good relationships in the House.
What I'd like to do going into the next session is to really push some tax reform initiatives, as well as some very specific and targeted education reform bills that could address some things that we can all agree on. If we can find some common ground that teachers, the community, and the administration can kind of agree on and deal with some of the inefficiencies, I think that's my goal for the next session.
Nadine Nakamura, a former county managing director and county council member, won the House District 14 seat on Kauai, representing Hanalei, Kilauea, and Kapa'a. She says traffic is the top issue on Kauai, followed by invasive species.
I introduced a bill called the Rosewing Parakeet Bill. One of the problems on Kauai affecting farmers, the visitor industry, and the realtor industry is the proliferation of rosewing parakeets on the island. So we need to get a handle on it before it gets out of control, like our koki frog problem on the Big Island.
On Oahu, Daniel Holt won a crowded primary race against four other Democrats in District 29, Kalihi, Palama, and Chinatown. He served as legislative director for two senators and co-introduced the Earned Income Tax Credit Bill for low-income residents.
My district has a lot of issues. You know, homeless is obviously the easiest one, as I drive to work every day and I see the tents on the side of the road. I also see development as a big issue for our district. OCCC is right across the street, but it affects the people in my community. Mayor writes, housing is being redeveloped. You know, the proposed rail line comes down Dillingham. So, you know, just making sure that our community has a say in all of that.
Cedric Gates challenged and won against an incumbent in District 44, Waianae, Makaha, and Ma'ili. He worked as a city council, legislative, and congressional aide. He introduced nearly 20 bills this session.
One bill actually just passed out, which would allow inmates to receive their ID, their social security card, and birth certificate. And my hopes is that this will allow them to reenter society more effectively and not go through many of the bumps coming out of incarceration.
Sean Quinlan represents District 47, Waialua, Punalu'u, and Ka'aava on Oahu's North Shore. He was a legislative intern and is focused on traffic issues.
It's always going to be the highway. Laniakea, the traffic there is a huge issue, but just as big of an issue are Haula, Ka'aava. The road keeps falling into the ocean. Every year we'd spend millions of dollars to put medium-sized rocks and do a mediocre job of repairing the roadway. But it's something that we have to start addressing, the long-term security and safety of Kamehameha Highway.
All five Democratic representatives plan to advance their district agendas next legislative session and all plan to run for office in 2018. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.